once in closed room.
This video of Al-Qaeda agent Ali Al-Mari at the U.S. Navy prison in Charleston, South Carolina, gives a rare glimpse into his living conditions while detained as an enemy combatant.
You see how long we've been sitting now? My back is killing me.
But the video and other evidence of his treatment and threats to his family in Saudi Arabia helped him to get a reduced sentence. U.S. District Judge Michael Mim called Al-Mari's treatment in U.S. custody unacceptable.
In the future, other lawyers, maybe even us, will cite this case.
Attorney Lawrence Lustberg says Al-Mari's sentence sets a precedent for other cases that have yet to make their way through the U.S. legal system.
And I think other lawyers will quite correctly cite Judge Mim's reasoning, which is that it just is wrong and unfair to have someone spend all that time in custody for precisely the same thing and not get any credit towards your sentence for that.
Well, it's good news that the judge looked at the circumstances in reducing the sentence.
Chicago attorney H. Candace Gorman watched the Al-Mari hearings. She represents two detainees held at the Guantanamo Bay military base in Cuba, a Libyan and an Algerian. Gorman says they have endured many of the same detention conditions as Ali Al-Mari.
The 24-hour isolation, the no moving around without goggles and ear blinders and goggles, the lack of human contact.
However, Gorman says she is disappointed by the Al-Mari case because his guilty plea means his case will not be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. She says that means her clients remain in legal limbo.
It shows us what can happen in these plea deals. One of the disappointing things, although I certainly don't blame Al-Mari or his attorneys, is that it didn't get to go up to the Supreme Court for this whole incarceration of him for these 8 years to be found unconstitutional. That would have been the best victory.
Paul Lermack is a political science professor at Bradley University in Peoria, Illinois, the school that Ali Al-Mari attended in the 1980s. He agrees with Gorman, but says the Al-Mari case is not the end of the debate over how to deal with enemy combatants.
It may end in Al-Mari's case in the sense that he will accept it and not appeal further, but the question of how to treat people like this is still continuing.
Lawyers agree that Ali Al-Mari's reduced sentence sets a precedent for future cases involving the detention of terrorism suspects in the United States. But they also say the question of whether or not their indefinite detention is unconstitutional has yet to be decided by the Supreme Court, an issue that remains unresolved as efforts to close the Guantanamo Bay detention facility move forward. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Peoria, Illinois.